just heard the sound of trumpets and march past. Who heard it? Who heard it? If you heard it with me, raise your hand. I just heard the sound of... Yes. We walk this terrestrial ball not as men that are subject to the elements of the earth. We are energized by the spirit of the one that sits upon the throne. Immortal dimensions of him formed and factored into our being. The possibilities that comes out of our life is limitless. I mean, what we can do when we begin to engage these things, you cannot explain it. You can write a book that will fill all the libraries in the whole world, and you will not be able to explain one jot of the possibilities that we can get when we tap into these things. We are going to join the march past for 10 minutes. The young man is so on point that it seems as if he was speaking from my lecture notes. I thought he was reading from my lecture notes what I wrote down. And some of you, when he was leading prayer, when he was speaking, you noticed as if something gripped you like this. That is prayer anointing. That is prayer presence. That thing is beyond power. It's a presence. It's prayer presence. When it comes upon a man, comes upon a room like this, it doesn't matter whether you are tired. When you bring that thing down, don't beg people to pray. It compels men by the force that it carries. And in that atmosphere, there are many activations and there are many impartations. Your dead prayer life will just wake up. How can a man be talking to you like that and you are praying? There is something in it. When the Holy Ghost comes, indeed, there are many things. We stop begging people. You are not a robot. God doesn't want robots. He wants worshippers. What it means to be a worshipper is that you are by the result, but as a consequence of what is working inside, something will be worked outside. So when if the Holy Spirit is working indeed in you, there is a response. That is, we are responding. You know how to play this song. I will stand for God in my land, fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing victory to our King. I will stand for God in my land. 4-4, 4-4, 4-4. Let's raise a shout. Let's join the march past and the trumpeting. Have a sombre tahila. Kamiato sombre tapahatala. Ambrata pakambre tadiata pantadia. Ambraka patakambre tapatahila. Magnitude 10.4 earthquake will be the resultant effect of your engagement this evening. Haine kosana mamania dele. Oh my God. Kabata sasala. Kabiata pakambre. Oh, stand with you this evening. Let's stand together. Wherever you are, let's stand. Men that have found their life. Territory, yeah.
by the enemy comfort a tukra. Leave the banner oppressor, bring the victory to our king. We will stand for God in our land. Come back up, come back up. We will stand for God in our land. By the enemy comfort a tukra. Leave the banner oppressor, bringing victory to our king. I will stand for God in our land. Oh my God. We will stand for God in our land. Jesus, stand with us. By the enemy comfort but to God. Leave the banner of Christ, bring the victory to our king. We will stand for God in our land. We will stand for God in our land. By the enemy of this, but to God. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. We will stand for God in our land. In Jesus.
You can be seated.
Find the enemies unfair are too grand. Leave the banner oppressor, bringing glory to our King. We will stand for God in our land. We will stand for God in our land. By the enemy of faith, but to ground. Leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King, the King of Kings. We will stand for God in our land.
One more time, let's sing it together.
We will stand for God in our land. By the enemy of faith, but to ground. Leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King. We will stand for God.
By the enemy of faith, but to ground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. We will stand for God.
This is why we are alive. I will stand for God in my life. By the enemy of faith, but to ground. Leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
It's a vow you are making, oh.
I will stand for God in my land.
It's a vow, it's a vow.
By the enemy I'm faced, but to ground. Leave the banner oppressor, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
It's like an oath of office.
I will stand for God in my land. I can't be here and God be saying I'm looking for a man. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Lift the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in my land. In Jesus' mighty name. We are planning to look into something very, very serious. You see, for some people, they have been educated in this for long. They deliberately found their path towards learning it. But for people like us, we stumbled on it. We stumbled on it because we desired for something beyond normal. And what we didn't know is that we are moving beyond the frontiers of what is conventional ministry. The conventional ministry makes the members the target. I mean, as long as you feel good, like the way you used to post it, you like the good life. As long as you have the good life, the scripture is lived. And that is why. Because we have made ourselves. I mean, God existed to please you. That's the teaching. God exists to please you. So he heals you, delivers you, does everything, and then you sit. You can behave anyhow, do anyhow, come back, he forgives you. That's all God's target. You see, when you preach this type of gospel, and it's not just, even when you don't say it with mouth, but your heart, you know, gets occupied by how much God needs to help you. Anytime you wake up to pray, it's all about yourself. Anytime you begin to talk, it's all about yourself. I've discussed with you a few times now. It's all about you. You. I'm still waiting to see where God enters. And when people are trained like this, the scriptures are so powerful that even an unbeliever can lay hold on the principles thereof and prosper. That is beyond doubt. The question is, why did God institute those principles? You need to know that God is a king and is the owner of the universe beyond many things that we see manifest, beyond the believers. God is the God of all flesh. I hope you know. So he has the responsibility of making that witch around your village to still live this night. The witch ate. Some of them ate. They still breathed. God has responsibility of still keeping them alive. So sometimes your desire to see many things happen the way it happened might not happen because God sees beyond the scope of you. We are just seeing ourselves. And then we come to church like this. We now see our church, our denomination. And most of us are raised, even as believers, we are raised with denominational mindset. I'm not saying denomination is bad. I mean the mindset is bad. And the implication of that is that the progress that we make in our denomination and in our personal life will not translate to the general agenda that God had in his heart. And then you will see a believer prospering, but Satan is actually the one prospering in the territory. You can have money, as he can allow you to have money, as long as he is the one still in charge, calling the shots. He can even allow you to have anointing and heal the sick, do a few things, but he is the one in charge. When I was doing youth service, the Muslims there, they come, if you call crusade, they come for your crusade. They receive their healing, received and go back. Go and check what I'm telling you. I grew up in a church where people came from all over and they received healing, received blessing, deliverance, everything. They received it and went back to where they are. Anytime you try to bring them to the lifestyle of the kingdom, they escape.
Because what the gospel that have been preached to them is all about what God is willing to do for them. They didn't know that there is an agenda in the heart of God. And when you begin to look into that agenda, you will find the burden in God's heart. You will find out that many things we have been playing, we will not at this way we are doing things achieve God's purposes. Are you with me? So we are looking at, we will not be able to look into everything. You see, if we go into territorial ministry, territorial scope, everything, it is, we'll be meeting every day for 2 years. I'm telling you. Because that is actually real ministry. When God empowers you personally, the impact of your personal empowerment that is not felt around your surroundings is not useful to anybody. Is it not true? It is when the impact of what you have now brought a certain measure of dominion and rulership for the kingdom, then we can testify that we have benefited from God's investment in your life. So I was in church and I'm just a few of the challenges. One of them is that when we finished, that's when some of us went for for outreaches, and they are busy asking you the church, and some people wrote the church invite, come to the church. You have noticed I never emphasize that. It is a duty you should do, but that is not the focus. That is what caused the problem from the beginning. Yes, your church. Are you from the same church? Your church. Even if you are in my own church and you are not in your church, I will still preach to you to be born again. Is it not true? Is it not true? Even if you say it's not true, I know, because they have done it to me. So as far as they are concerned, your own born again is not true. So, and those days we left our own church and joined their own church. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is that we what? Change denomination. And then as soon as we change denomination, it is counted that we have upgraded. And that's how we have been missing it. We have been missing it. Satan is still in charge of the territory. I mean, you can come inside that your church and still see the spirit of religion that has held the territory bound. In fact, it built headquarters inside your denomination. That is where you will find out that even though you are doing what you call ministry, the ruling spirit in the territory is the one that has built his throne in the church. In fact, a time came, it has to sit in the church so that his agenda will prosper effectively. Go and check it. When Satan sees, people are now saying the invoke is church, is church. He will come inside church and then now use church to propagate his agenda. Yes, now I'm telling you. They used to say that the greatest problem for Christianity started when the world entered inside the church. How many of you know a little about the church history? There is a man that is called Emperor Constantine. You have heard of him. He is the one that went outside and said there is no difference. He now merged everything. Why will people not come? Because he wanted absolute authority. So whatever you have, bring it. Let's not. So before you know what is happening, it seems as if the church had high authority, but it was then that he left, because Satan brought his throne and sat, and what would have been easy to decipher and discern became hard. So even the church that should have been the pillar and ground of truth, where we can expressly touch the things of God without any shade, became tainted. In fact, he reached a point, he became so mutated that we'll be looking for God, we can't see him. So this is it. The wickedness that is outside now transferred to church, the worldliness, the lasciviousness. I need to tell you, so there are places you come,
And there's a place in this town. How many of you know 100 Foot Road? How many of you? There is a place. I won't say that place. You know that building. You know that you have seen that building. That building is very tall. How many churches is there? Huh? It will be more than 100 though. That place have been like that since I was a child. I'm telling you. I went to a church in one of those places when I was living with my grandmother. I went with my cousin. This thing has been long. More than 20 something. It has been long. That place has been like that. It's not recently. What did you notice also? That in front of them is the headquarters of Indian Hemp. Prostitution. All kinds of stuff. The same spirit is ruling, and there are many churches there. So, what are they doing? What are they doing? Huh? My brother said they are doing business. So we'll just take out the basic principles to help us along the path, so that we'll be able to make progress. I will trust God to, I don't know how far, wherever the Holy Spirit stops, we stop. A territorial ministry is one that ministers beyond individuals to the soul. Of a spiritual territory. Now, I need to make an emphasis now. The physical territory is not exactly representative of the nature and scope of a spiritual territory. Let me use a typical example for you. How many of you have heard something like the Diocese of Newi? Do you know the Diocese of Newi covers, before he used to cover Ihiala, is it not true? Diocese on the Niger used to cover almost everywhere in the southeast, is it not true? Now that is to tell you that even though they said Newi, what they meant is beyond the physical location, that the spiritual location. Newi diocese covers Ekusiko local government, is it not true? So what they meant covers the physical location. So meanwhile, the physical location is part of the territory, but it is just a fragment, something that is summed up to the entirety of what we mean by the territory, representative of what is real in the spirit. Are you with me? So the spiritual territory includes the physical territory and includes more, and even more importantly, the spiritual things that make up the territory. So you can come and look at the territory, it will look as if it's small, but that is where the government, are you with me? The government that extends to very places far and near is coming from. Look at a small place that is called Vatican. Very small, but the government that is coming from that place reaches the end of the earth. Are you saying that territory is small? It is small physically, but in the spirit, it is a nation with 1,000 cities. This is the I need to bring you to very quick understanding of the scope of territorial ministry. I mean, when you understand it, some of the competition and the things we call ministry and all, which we die. Because you can be in your room and be doing territorial ministry, and the pastor that has 1,000 members, he doesn't know what he's doing. And the day your lamp goes off, light goes off in the whole territory. Meanwhile, they think it's where people gather. That's where something is happening. That's where we are not too motivated about. Now, I like number. I like thousands and even millions. But I also know that it is an effort in futility if those numbers doesn't count for what is meant to count for in the spirit. It is not everybody in the church that is part of the ecclesia. So we can't be comforted with that number. We won't rest until Christ is formed in them. That is the correct representation of our number. Have you stood in front of crowd like 1,000 and you say, somebody shout out? If they shout, the thing is so sweet. But it is not necessarily in that. I hope we'll get to that place. Their lampstands, representative of the standpoints of the spirit in territories. There are things God taught me, and I might not get to what He taught me. I'll be teaching the one that is in the scripture. I'm not sure I will get there. But this thing I'm telling you, He taught me. I stumbled on it, and I've repeated it in many territories, and it had the same result. I don't know about many things. At least we have done it in our own now. We have done it in two or three places. That thing I'm telling you people to do, I received it from God. I'm telling you, if you do it, it will work anywhere, anytime. That is the technology to receive a lampstand from heaven. And you need to know that the heavenlies does not recognize any engagement, even if you call the name of Jesus. It doesn't affect any engagement. Listen to me now. Engagements can benefit people individually. But if it will have a name and an impact on the territory, then you must have a lampstand that is represented in the heavens. Are you with me? I don't want to go too far. So when God comes, His engagement and His prophetic voice comes through the gathering that represents, that carries the lampstand. So sometimes when He comes, it's a gathering of 12 people that has lamp. Are you with me? The 1,000 people doesn't have lamp. Meanwhile, healings and breakthrough can happen there. They don't have lamp. And because they don't have lamp, God can't come there. That is not the implication. You can stand in that place and do ministry for 10 years and you will never affect the territory. The territory will not recognize your presence. In fact, occultic men will come and give you 5 million, 10 million and say, we love the way you are doing ministry. Witches will come and join your church. And if it's this way you are doing, no problem. You don't have lamp. When you have lamp, the lamp only attracts certain kind of men. It is lamp that makes the scripture use certain kinds of words and say that those, the ones added, are the ones that God ordained to be added. It is lamp that attracts certain, those sort of people. It's not invitation, it's not mobilization. Once lamp is in a territory, is in a location, a shofar will be blown in the spirit, and men that should bring themselves round our conclave will be attracted. They will be drawn beyond their imagination. They can't stop the pool of the spirit bringing them to that conclave. When they come, they will find solace. You don't beg them. They will know that their destiny is tied to the engagement that is happening here. Those men, they are not motivated by whatever you do doesn't motivate them. They know that somehow I will find myself here, and when I find myself, I will be able to establish and promote the kingdom of God. I went too far. I just needed to. It's a burden. It's a burden because we are having more denominations and having less impact on the territory. Something is wrong. I think there is a need for a drastic shift in our mindset. And when that shift is made, one of the things you begin to understand is that you don't need a denomination to make impact in the territory. What you need is to understand certain principles and rules in the spirit. Then, as long as you key into the instructions that God gave you to keep, the impact you are having on the territory will be beyond what people that gather together and they are doing entertainment and calling it church. God is not aware of it. So there are two things that happens when we come like this. It's either we minister to the people or we minister to the territory. But the plans of God is that we minister both to people and to the territory. Meanwhile, the indices for measuring growth in the church, most of them are physical, most of them are carnal, most of them are natural. So the tendency is for us to think that there is no impact on the territory if there is no physical evidence to prove it. Are you with me? What you don't know, for example, is that the one governing your government house, what is governing your government house, is not in government house, and is not is not where you see, is not on suit. It is strong priesthood inside the woods in the forest. From the forest, they are bringing government and establishing civilization amongst where we are in the market. Well, we just wake up one day and this, you just wake up and decided, is this type of watch rain? You know, everybody will start buying. You didn't ask question, why did we suddenly start buying this? Have you ever asked that question? Why did we suddenly start praying the way we are praying in the body of Christ? Why? Why will you come in an environment like this and this suddenly start loving God? Why? So there are things that inform oppressions in a territory that is beyond the natural. So if you make attempt to engage them in the natural, you'll be fractured. And all our impact is just natural. Now, it's good though. People get born again, get healed, get and all those things. If you stop there, you have missed it. You have missed it if you stop there. If you stop there, you have missed it. Satan can even allow your church to grow. As long as you leave the government of the territory to him, he is not bothered. He knows that highest, you can be disanointed for 10 years. Are you with me? Then after 10 years, you will decline. So after 10 years, he will do 20 times more than he has ever done before. Meanwhile, the days you were anointed, it seems as if you are in charge. What you didn't know is that it's just anointing that attracted those things. When the anointing left the scene, then we found out that the territory has not come under the government of God. What it means, for example, is that in the days of Charles Finney, there is a message he preached. I think, was it the one that preached it? He said, He said, either him or Leonard Ravin, I've forgotten who preached. He said, Sodom had no Bible. Sodom had no Bible. There are places he preached, they never drank alcohol there for 100 years. The man that preached the message have died. So what is still operating? Are you with me? The man that preached the message have died. What is still operating? This is what Satan knows you don't know. The things that is making our nation bound in the certain dimension that we have seen, the people that contracted it, most of them have died or in their old age, they are not active. Yet we see this thing binding us. That means there is something they understand you don't understand. They can allow you to be educated, have money, have everything. By the time you have your master's degree, you find out that you will still be corrupt to prosper. How can somebody be educated to the point of master's degree and still need to be corrupt to advance his profession? That means there is an oppression that is bigger than your intellectual capacity. We need to find that root. It is a territorial engagement. When you find people in that realm, they can be doing this, they will be doing this and be bringing civilizations, bringing dominion, bringing rulership, bringing authority. Once you find yourself in that location, you are subject to them, whether you are agree or not. There are certain places God will tell you not to go to, because He knows when you go there, that those location is not one of the places that God's dominion has found expression. Are you with me? There are some certain campuses that have lodges. If you go to some certain lodges, when you get there, what is ruling there is the spirit of immorality, to the point that you that didn't have, you don't know, you are an innocent boy that went to campus. When you enter that lodge, you start thinking of damsel. If you don't look for them, they look for you. Is it not true? And you can't do anything. It will seem not, the thing will hang like a thick atmosphere in that place. Sometimes it will be violence. They will tell you this whole area is for cultists. You become there a good boy. After 2 months, you become a cultist. It doesn't matter who you are. When you come there, the influence of the territory binds you. See, you can preach to your church members, and they will fall under power and go back to that place and fornicate. As long as they go back to that place, the influence coming from that place is stronger than what you are telling them. So Satan is not bothered that somebody got healed in your meeting. He knows that he is going to come back. When we come to territories, the question we actually ask is who is in charge. And one of the things that we must understand as believers is to engage till we become in charge in territories. The proof is that the civilizations of Zion become the default civilization in the society. It doesn't matter if the person is born again or not. A time came in the land of Babylon, even Babylon have to function by the civilization of Zion. The king rose and said, in my days, is only the God of Daniel that men will serve, and is his rules and regulations that we will follow. Some of them have not given themselves to the God of Israel, but they cannot deny his impact. These things are real. I remember those days I went to preach in one hostel, and the resistance against the gospel was so strong in that place that even blind people resisted me. I know you don't believe it. Blind. They did their stick like this, con, on the ground. They threw them, not one. And they resisted me from preaching. I said, how does he? Blind people. It was that bad. I will not tell you the hostel. He's in your school. Meanwhile, there is a hostel we entered into. The people came out and started dancing with us. The same school. And I began to ask. That's when... Let me. A physical territory is not, you need to know this, is not exactly same as a spiritual territory. Do you know the implication of that? A physical impact in a territory is not exactly the same thing as a spiritual impact. A physical impact is not exactly the same thing as a spiritual impact. So we can gather here and make a physical impact. One of the physical impacts is that we can create an awareness. You know awareness, no? What was the name of your church? And then we come out here and then we dance. There is a particular church. That church, they used to dance. Do you know that church you are thinking? That's the one. If they have program like this, they can dance and roll on the road. Oh, you know the church. Don't say it, but it's that church. That is good, but it's just physical awareness. And most times, Satan doesn't take those people serious. He doesn't take them. So he'll be waiting for you. When you want to create the real awareness, let me tell you one of the things to do. Just be fasting and praying and saying, oh God, break into this territory. Do it consistently for 40 days. On the seventh day, you were about to sleep and a being will appear to you. You are not sleeping, a being will appear and warn you. If you don't stop, we kill you. These things are in your territory. You are not aware. You are doing ministry, it's there. You are doing, and you are not aware. And because you are not aware, they are not bothered. Satan walks in stealth, in height. He is not bothered. As long as you are not doing anything to dislodge him, he is not bothered. You can have your small victory. Should I even tell you? Sometimes Satan will allow you to win some battles as long as you don't win the war. So you can have one victory, one program, in one engagement, like you come and rejoice. He will not do anything. He allowed you that one, and he will keep you flummoxed. He will keep you engaged with that small battle victory you gain, and you will make it the banner of your testimony forever in your ministry. As long as you do not dislodge his rulership and throne in the territory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if it is true that physical impact is not the same thing as spiritual impact, the implication of that is that we can be doing things physically and the territory is not aware. That's what many young men don't know now. They will say, God put it in my heart to do this, and they will open WhatsApp. And then they will start calling for a meeting, doing many things everywhere, even doing flyer. And I'm not against those things. So what I'm trying to say is that those things, Satan, even if you do it 1 million, Satan is not bothered. He can allow you to prosper in it. As soon as you finish, as soon as you step out of the way, the things you did, Satan will overturn it in one moment. And even do 10 times more. The scripture spoke about the power, the spirit of the power of the air. Have you heard of it? He said that this spirit, particular spirit, is the one that is at work in the spirit, in the children of disobedience. What is he saying? He said, when you see disobedience and people acting the way they act, it's as a result of a territorial influence that is coming upon their life. Is you that thought it's a misbehavior? No. There is a territorial influence coming upon them, causing them to behave in a certain way. It will take a deliberate deliverance. And actually, if you want to deliver the people forever, break the territorial influence, and then the powers that hold them bound will come. We understand that people love God. Most of the people you are seeing outside, they are there because something is holding them. Once you break the power that is holding men bound in the territory, you will see them begin to seek God. The problem with territorial ministry is that it doesn't give itself to glamour. It's not necessarily about the suit. Sometimes God told somebody to be praying. He gathered 10 people and said, let's pray. He gathered prayer meeting. That's not what God told you. God said, pray. He didn't say, gather people. That's how people missed it. They didn't know God intends to achieve more when on their knees than gathering people together. Because once you gather people, you will be under pressure to do something. Is it not true? If you don't do something, they won't come again. You'll be under pressure to impress, do something. No. Be territorial ministry. The target is not people. The target is God and the kingdom. So every time we come, we find out where is God. Then when we find out where he is, we stay in that place. And sometimes it's unpleasant. It doesn't lend itself to what people think. That means many miracle services we reduce. Deliverance services we reduce. Check all the banner you are seeing. God will bless you. the year will not end like this. Who told you the year will not end like this? People are lying to you. You are believing. My brother, get ready to hide more. The year is going to end like this. The year. This is the one full year of retreat for the body of Christ. The problem is that people still operate by the flesh. And even though they are saying retreat, retreat, they are still doing everything possible to be seen. Everybody is on social media. If government, I don't want to go there. Some of them don't have heart for God. They just have heart for things. Have heart to be known. They are just trying to preserve their ministry before their members will scatter. Let's just be doing something. If your members scatter, and then what? If it is true, you need to have the type of heart some of us have. We have died to ministry. You need to know how much labor some of us put in to bring ministry. We labor too much. Just take it that way. Now, as I brought ministry to you, and then something happened, and all of us scattered. Is it a bad thing or a good thing? It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But your pastor will not like to hear this message, because we have inundated people with denominational mindset. Gather people, and then keep them babes. You will give them things that will make them keep coming. You will never empower them to deliver on kingdom mandate. So somebody can stay in a territory and have what it takes to bring God's hand upon the territory and still stay like that and be saying, call you by 2 a.m. and say, Pastor, pray for me. Meanwhile, the power, the intercessory grace it takes to break the grip of darkness upon the territory is lying on that woman's belly. And he's like that. He has been like that for 10 years. And he said, I want to tap. Do you know we never knew the power of Philip until persecution scattered them? And then men like Philip began to manifest strange dimensions. He will say, I want to go to Azotus. And then he will escape. That God is still alive. It's just that you have not done business. You have not died. You have not aligned to a certain kind of ministry that will demand that oppression from God to be manifest again. See, people look for encounter. I see people look for encounters, look for strange dimensions of the supernatural for selfish reasons, to promote their pomp, to feel that they are more spiritual than others. That's just. I don't know how people think. When you align yourself to kingdom and adventure and mandate, advancement, such that engagement requires certain dimensions of encounters and supernatural operations of the spirit, you will have it, my friend. Many of us have been transported in the spirit. Is it not true? We have a spirit and we never pray for it. It is when you pray, when you get into intercessory ministry to a point, and then you receive that thing you receive. When you receive that accreditation, that means God can borrow your vessel to intercede for nations. And sometimes you will see yourself leave your body. You will think you are on the bed. You will see yourself in Bangladesh. And you will be releasing people in prison. They will wake up and wonder who released them. You never needed it. You didn't need it. You are just praying that you have it. Somebody said, I want to pray. I don't see it as you want to pray and become a prayer thing. I told him you have missed. That is not the point. The point is to advance the kingdom. The point is to regain the territories that were lost to Satan. Any man that vows his life to regain the land and the territories that is lost to Satan
Watch out and see heaven. They spend the greatest of their resource on you. And I don't know when I will get there, but I need to tell you that the fastest way to increase in kingdom authority is to lose focus on personal ministry and place your focus on territorial ministry. Any man that focuses on territorial engagement increases in authority, because you cannot do ministry in territorial basis without enough authority. What territories respond to is authority. So when a man begins, once you begin to engage territorially, one of the things that you will begin to see is that you need a lot of authority to be able to affect the territory. Then your focus will shift to personal ministration and be looking for things that will give you rank and stature in the spirit, so that your appearance can cause a drastic shift in the realm of the spirit, and then bring an impetus for the kingdom. We will be brought to places we never were. Just because a man appeared, your engagement will cause us to make a shift in the spirit. Certain things that were not possible if we begin to engage on personal ministry. Your church had 1 million people joining it, and then those people are not moving the kingdom. In fact, you are missing the point. I'm not saying these things are bad. We love it. But why are we? Are you not asking questions? Why are we having more members in church and Satan is ruling the territory? Everybody you see is a Christian. Yes, nothing is happening. It's because we have lost focus of what is happening in the territory. When it matters most, go and check where there is a seat of authority where men can bring rulership upon the affairs of people and nations. Check those places where you will see that is the philosophy of Babylon that is being used. You will see that Satan is sitting there. The day you want to be governor, that's when you will know that is not that your Christianity is not enough to bring that thing. Go and try it. The day you start working in some government parastatals that have capacity to change things in our society, that's when you will find out that your Christianity is not enough to power it. And because territorial ministry doesn't give itself to glamour, many people run away from it. Many of the time you will shed your blood, maybe not physically, but you shed your life blood. And many people some of the people that did real territorial ministry, you never heard about them, they died. Their dwelling place was the secret place. That's where they meet their maker every day. And power was granted to them over cities. They brought the beer of God. And as long as they are there, the desire of God was found expressed in the life of the people. People won't know why they are doing some things. They won't know it's because of a man's personal engagement with God. He vowed with God and said, as long as I'm doing this, will this one be happening? God said yes. He said continue. And the man began to do it. And the territory is experiencing the miraculous. They won't know it's as a result of a man's engagement territorially. The territory is experiencing the spirit of prayer and revival. They won't know it's as a result of a man's engagement. Why didn't it happen before that man before? If you think it's not about, why didn't it happen? And because this is why it is. When the thing happens, when you engage territorially and something enters into the territory, every man begins to feel it. Unbelievers and believers alike. When the spirit of immorality is released into the territory, your church members will start feeling it. The same way, when we bring a cargo from the spirit into the territory, every man begins to feel the impact of that cargo. Oh, the spirit of revival. Now, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter whether the person knows you or don't know you, that is irrelevant. We don't care who knows us. As long as we are popular in Zion, that is enough for us. That is territorial ministry for you. God can lift you up just to minister to one soul, and that one soul is what God is interested in. Because it so happens that men like Anna, we sit in the temple, and she was doing territorial ministry. She interceded for 40 years. She was giving birth to the Messiah. When it is that she was praying for began to find a manifestation in the territory, people never knew. All they were seeing was Jesus. They didn't know there was a spiritual system that facilitated the manifestation of that dimension and the fortunes of God. Certain things will never happen in our territory until men have shifted their focus to territorial ministry. Look beyond themselves and look beyond what God wants them to do, and look into what God wants to do through the territory and in the territory. You see, your call and your mandate, your everything, God is good, but it's just a subset of what God is doing in the territory. I need to tell you that God can't be doing anything different with you than he's doing in the territory. That's the truth. So when you see people begin to do, they are creative. What you need to do, find out what God is doing in eternity, and by all means possible, align yourself to the sales of the Spirit.
I will stand for God in a land. By the enemy unfaith, battleground. Lift the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King.
Even if it's only me standing,
I will stand for Christ in Allah. I will stand for God in my land, about my life. Fight the enemy of faith, battleground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah.
We need to shift our focus. The young man was speaking when we started. He made mention of men like Lester Sumrall. There is a drastic difference between his kind of ministry and the other kind of ministry evangelists that we have. People like Lester enters a territory. It was his first assignment is to the territory. We have gone to crusades and won 500 people, 1,000, and after sitting, you look for them, you can't find them. Because the Spirit has collected them back. And sometimes it's not as if they are not believers again, but they will remain toddlers for 20 years. As long as they remain toddlers, God's agenda cannot be propagated without the instrumentality of humanity. The implication of that is that as long as we remain in a frame of reference where we are limited in manifesting the effulgence of God, then the oppressions of God in the territory, in the generation, in the time frame will be limited. God will be still acting. I look for men. Meanwhile, your engagement should have been robust enough to capture the dimensions that will bring these men into the realization and functionality of their callings, so that anytime God looks for men in the territory, he will find certain men, because you are aware that beyond the people you are sent to minister, that there is a greater scope, that is the ministry of the territory. That there are many people that is burning for God, meanwhile the territory is cold. That you have not done your job. Until the territory burns, you don't have fire yet. Until the territory feels the impact of the burden in your heart, then you don't have anything. Our desire is for the territory to feel the impact of the things that God has put in our heart. Let my generation be aware, and let the territory hear the echoes of Zion. An intercessor was there praying, and then Lester arrived in the city. The light of God shined, and the intercessor said, "Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer." And God said, "It was not your prayer. My son Lester have arrived." Be that man where you start in the spirit, because of your understanding of the
angelical balance of the spiritual realm affecting the influence and the oppressors in the territory is so robust that your engagement and development along the spiritual lines will be so much that your impact on the territory will be felt. Lose sight of who you want to be, lose sight of your ministry, and begin to see the greater scope. God wants to affect your territory. God wants to do a great thing. God wants to use you. Lose sight of your ministry. See the impact on the territory. Satan is no bothered about what you have. As long as he cannot deliver the territory, he's not bothered about the things we speak about. We can have abuse, big words. Men can't carry the body. The territory is bereft of the engagements of the Holy Ghost that is in our hearts. Why? Why will fire be burning in my heart? It's not burning in my territory. Why will burden be in my heart and it's not in my territory? What kind of ministry am I doing?
Thousand for God in my life. Fight the enemy on faith, battle cry. Lift the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
Let the men stand. Let the mighty men. Let them change their brushes into swords. For there is a battle cry from Zion. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. With your loins girded. Oh, Akatua Barahasa.
Hey! Oh! Oh my God!
I still feel sounds on Zion, calling men from the spirit. If only you can change your mindset, the philosophy, your understanding about the oppressions of God, then Zion will conscript you and clothe you with the measure of your wisdom and authority to begin to affect your generation. Oh my God! Was kept by one man's anointing. How did he do it? How did he do it? How did he do it? The few people that God healed in your meeting, Satan has afflicted them back with sickness. We need to break the hold of Satan in the territory. His ability to bring men to backslide, his ability to make men to hate God, his ability to take the church down. Oh my God, oh my God. I will stand for God in my life. While the enemy has faith, but through God, I am filled with might in the Holy Ghost now. Lift the banner of Christ, giving glory to our King. We will stand for God in our life. Oh my God. We will stand for God in our life. By the enemy of faith, but you cry. Lift the banner of Christ, bring the glory to our King. I will stand for God in our life. Until what you're doing begins to affect the territory, it brings little to profit to the kingdom. Until your prayer begins to affect the territory, until your engagement begins to affect the territory. Until your anointing begins to affect the territory, until your gifts begin to affect the territory, until your priesthood begins to affect the territory. When will we look beyond our denomination? When will we look beyond it? When will we look beyond the small assignment you think you have? That small group you are gathering. Anyway, whether they are big or small, do you think that is how God intends to shift the territorial balance? God, help us. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us. Help us. Help us, Holy Ghost. 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 The Holy Spirit came with lamp for two people, and it will help you to prosecute your territorial engagement. The great strength of your calling is territorial. Whether people see you or not is not important. Two people. In Jesus' mighty name. Stop it. Holy Ghost, help me and find those two people. Help me and find them. 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 Help me and find them.
Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Put your hands strong. 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 Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Put your hands stronger. 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 Yes, that's it. It's too strong. 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 I say, Susan, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost,
by power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power.
There is so much authority and power God is releasing in the body. But that thing we never find expression until we shift our mind to territorial engagement. That is the purpose of that dimension. That dimension is beyond what you need in the church. It's something that can minister to a territory. Dislodge principalities that have stayed there for 100 years by your engagement, by your engagement. I see God handing a sword, a weapon for somebody in the spirit. A sword, 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 a sword. Help that young man. Help him, help him. Kababash! Our voice will be very loud in the spirit. It's echoes from Zion. So much power. So much authority. By our engagement, we will blot out the memory of Babylon. Blot out the memory of Satan. It doesn't matter how long corruption and demons have stayed. If we give ourselves to this understanding, to this philosophy, to this mindset, then God will work wonders in us and through us. There is somebody God is giving you, my God, my God. God is giving you a throne and a crown. A throne and a crown. He said, he said rule. 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 So hata. Kabe hata. Kabe. Kabe hata. Kabe hata. Where is the person, Holy Ghost? Where is the person, Holy Ghost? Where is the person? Where is the person? So the habakai. Kabele. Sokoba. Kabana. Kaya bakash. Kadea taba. The glory of God we seek can never be experienced by one man. It is we all together beholding. It is a territorial business. It is when we take our formation, when our focus change, stand up. Shola hapakai, kosia haya, teriz sova, parasi kefeles. Sure sasala, veneres kia, veneres soka, mana takas.
young man for me. Come, come, come. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. There is something God is giving you now. My God. The Lord said that from today He will be granting you power over the things that has killed, oppressed and limited men in your family and your territory. And when you begin to engage the powers of the things He's releasing upon your life, then you begin to increase in it, until the life that will come out of that engagement will consume darkness entirely. Father, in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, the power of God will come on you. One, two, three. Take it. Come and cast your seats and offering if you can. Tomorrow we start, because we are not able to start today.